Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. So, how has your week been? How has fasting been? If you feel like that you've mastered whatever you have been fasting from, if you feel bored with it, feel like moving on, then please do so. Our Father blessed us with so much, and amongst those is intuition. So, when you feel like you're ready to get control of another removal, do so. The goal is to upgrade, to expand your mentality, to grow. So I love nature, I love plants. When I plant seeds, or just with any of my plants, you know, they start out in small containers. And as it grows, I have to continuously repot it so it has more room to grow. The roots will now be more comfortable and it has an opportunity to expand. By repotting, it allows me to remove the waste. The things that no longer is beneficial to the plant. The waste is now harmful to that plant. And if I leave it there, the plant will slowly deteriorate. It's the same with us. If we don't remove the waste, it will start to take from us. It will start to take from our character, our morals, beliefs. It will take from our mind. It will slowly decline. The importance of fasting, the importance of self-control, the importance of shifting. So today we will be talking about change. As the weather has done, we too must change. We have just entered into a new season, my favorite season, fall. Now I know that some may say autumn, but it's fall, y'all. Did you know that each season signifies something different? Spring represents new life, youthfulness. The seeds that were planted begin to sprout. A lot of animals are being born in the spring, and typically people are just in a better mood. You know, we're all coming out of hibernation. And then summer. Now, summer signifies being free. It's hot, flowers are blooming, people are naked. Not me, because I wear sweaters all throughout the year, you know. But y'all walk around kind of naked. Listen, I'm just kidding, y'all. But it represents summer, it represents freedom, love, and creativity. The days are longer in the summer, so it feels like we have more time to create, be free, and fall in love. Now, to where we are today, fall, the best season, fall represents our topic today, which is change. Fall is the only season with such an extreme change. When changing from winter to spring, you just change from a coat to a jacket. When you're changing from fall to winter, it's a light jacket to a coat. But from the summertime to fall, you go from pools and shorts to pants and jackets. Total opposite. There isn't a gradual difference. It's just total day and night. But autumn is great for many reasons. Set aside from the weather and holidays, but looking deeper, it represents calmness, revision, and gratitude. So as we are getting deeper into this year, how has your life calmed down? Even if it hasn't been a great year for you, we still have multiple silver linings. And as always, it could always be worse. So over the next few months, let's focus on being calm, being grateful for the things that's not going wrong in our lives. We must be grateful for the things that's not going wrong in our lives and continue to revise. But like those plants, we need to be repotted. We have to continue to look for waste so we won't be on the decline, that harmful, toxic waste. It has to be removed. And as I always say, you know what you need to remove. I say that with confidence because we all have intuition. Intuition is a feeling, an instinct. We don't always use it, but it's only there for our benefit. We will actually suppress our gut feeling, our intuition, because of doubt. Because of second guessing ourselves. That's the importance of slowing down, paying attention to what's going on around you, and looking for lessons. We talked about this before. We are always used to being in control. And because of this, when our intuition steps in, we start to doubt. We start to question ourselves because we know the way, we know everything, we know which way we are going and exactly how many steps it takes to get there. Right? We don't, but it's so important for us to just keep our best interest in just tapping into our intuition. Start looking for the signs and stop doubting ourselves. We all have heard and said this. I should have went with my first mind. And this is a saying because it's your intuition. Go with your gut. Your brain is linked. I swear I'm a doctor. Listen, your brain is linked to your nervous system, right? Your nervous system is responsible for sending messages from different parts of your body to your brain and from your brain back to your body, so it knows how to respond. Just say if you hit your hand. Now you hit your hand is gonna send a message to the brain and say, hey, I hit my hand, what do I do? Your brain sends this, say, ouch, kick the door. You know, your brain will tell you how to respond. So that's how the nervous system works, just hitting your hand. But with intuition, a small voice in your mind told you to open the door wide so you won't hit your hand in the first place. Your intuition is very present. We just can't go back and forth with ourselves, because by that time, doubt has seeped in, our brain is back in control, and it's being logical. It's weighing out the pros and cons, when with intuition, it's only pros. Your intuition is a real thing. It's just one of our many, many superpowers. It's so real that I quit my job because of it. As you grow, as you become intentional with what you want, as the seasons do, we change. We change, and things that was once okay is no longer. So it's Monday and I'm heading to work knowing that I have my personal work to do. Just, you know, I have things on top of things to do, and I'm rolling my eyes because I know that it's either going to be a late night or an early morning. And my husband says, why don't you just quit? Now, he has said this multiple times before, but on this day, it seemed louder. The louder was my intuition. But what do? Start thinking about the hows and the whys. And I ask myself, is this impulsive? Me quitting, is this an impulsive decision? And God asks, or are you having faith that it will all fall into place? Now at this point, I'm like, you know, but I went into work and I put in my 2 weeks notice on that same day. Now that was a bold move. I still don't know exactly how our Father will have it all fall into place, but I know that I know that I know that He will put it together. Go with your gut. Go with that random wild feeling. Be bold. I know that it's scary, but what's even scarier is being in the same place 3 years from now. Now that's scary for me. Just for me, mentally, physically, financially, socially, you know, being in the same spot, it's kind of scary. We must not ignore that unplanned feeling, that instinct, that sixth sense that we have. As I said before, our Father blessed us with many talents and gifts. We just have to cultivate them until they begin to flourish. And speaking of our Father, Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it. We thank you for all that you are doing for us and our families. We thank you for our finances, and we ask for increase. We ask that once received, we will honor you and do right by it. And we, as we change seasons, we ask that we too change. We ask that you enhance our intuition and we believe in ourselves more. Mold and shape us into the men and women of you. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Good people, good people. Y'all didn't know that I was a prayer warrior, did you? You know, I was going to yank it. I was going to yank it. Oh, my goodness. But seriously, I hope that y'all have enjoyed it. Just continue to fast. If you feel like you're ready to move on to a new fasting target, by all means, please level up, upgrade yourself. I hope that y'all have a beautiful, peace-filled week. Pay attention to your intuition. It's a thing. Just slow down. Slow down and pay attention to your intuition. Trust yourself. Have a great week.